It is time for the Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman, Executive Director of CESA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. And our guest today is Gary Jem, owner of Harvest Farm in Whately. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our focus today is going to be on the Food Safety Modernization Act the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is proposing. But before we get into that, let's talk about Harvest Farm. Started out in 1979 with 8 acres and one greenhouse, and now you do a little bit of everything, 150 acres.
Well, it just evolved over time. Any good grower can grow anything they want to. Marketing is the key. We were some of the first ones growing cilantro in the valley or bunched basil. We started with collards and kale. That's blossomed into about 60 or 70 acres. Kind of blankets the Northeast here in supermarkets and greengrocers throughout New England.
And you're doing a lot in the wholesale end of things.
It's almost exclusively wholesale. We reach supermarkets with certain crops. We reach farm stands and greengrocers with other crops. We have a real good name with our local tomatoes, and you can find them at vegetable stands throughout Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut.
How is that different for you as a wholesale farmer? I mean, you're sort of the farmers behind the curtain a little bit here.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of contact with our customers. Really, what you need to do in the wholesale end of things is just put your head down and get busy, because you have to produce a lot of stuff at very small profit margins. That's the name of the game, and we do not control our prices, and that's one of the big issues with this Food Safety Modernization Act is it's very expensive, and we can't pass that cost on.
So how has the whole buy local movement affected you as a farmer who sells wholesale?
It's definitely had a big impact, not so much here in the valley where we're inundated with good farms and good produce, more out east. It still has a significant impact. So that the demand for our stuff compared to Ohio or Pennsylvania or New Jersey, the fact that it is grown in Massachusetts really means something to a lot of people.
I know that you and your business partner, you take care of the farm itself, the fields. Davey Wojciechowski, he takes care of the greenhouses. And you're doing a lot of custom vegetable transplants in the greenhouse, right? How does that work?
It's all preseason marketing. He's been doing it long enough that people pretty much come to him now. And he'll grow anything for anybody and put it in the size container that they want and have it ready for them when they want it, whether it's a big tomato plant that's just about to flower or tiny little flower seedlings that you can barely pick up with a pair of tweezers.
We're talking to Gary Jem, who is the owner of Harvest Farm in Whately, along with Phil Corman, the executive director of the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. So let's talk a little bit about this Food Safety Modernization Act. It's going to affect small farmers like you. And you say you've got 4 hours a day that you spend on the paperwork with this?
Yeah, it's every day. It's an immense amount of record keeping. We've got it down to about 12 different clipboards. Our program that we are running now, which is called a GAP program, which is short for Good Agricultural Practices, has blossomed into a very, very thick three-ring binder to be able to pass this third-party audit.
What does the U.S. Food and Drug Administration expect you to do? What exactly are they looking for?
We have to make sure that we prevent the transmission of foodborne illness to the public by whatever means that takes. The reaction by the federal government to put these rules into place seems to be misdirected when it comes to the small farms, because the small farms, for the most part, are not responsible for selling tainted produce. I've been looking online wherever I can to see if there are any instances of small farms that are making people sick, and I have yet to find them.
What was the impetus, Phil, for why the U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants to do this?
A lot of this is what we've been reading in the paper. Every couple of months you hear about, you know, something going on with meat, produce. But for most of these cases, the reason they're getting the national news they get is because it's going through the industrial food system. And it's affecting a lot of people. Whenever you're doing a public health measure, you always know you have limited resources, and you always want to make sure you can be the most efficient use of those resources. So these rules are really good for the large industrial farms. And the costs involved for the large industrial farms is an incredibly small percentage of their gross profits. But when they then expanded it to include all farms without doing the research, well, are there hazards on small farms? If so, what's a low-cost way to improve some of these hazards? How do we make sure that we don't lose small family farms as a result of unnecessary food safety rules? So they really didn't have that expertise, and they didn't serve it up in these draft regulations. And the FDA does not have experience regulating farms.
And a big farm like that, a big industrial farm, would be able to hire someone dedicated to do this very thing.
And that's exactly what would happen. You'd have one full-time employee out of your 500 employees that sole job would be to do the paperwork.
Some of those farms are 50, 60,000 acres. My 100 acres, I can pretty much put my finger on any field, any day, anytime I want to, anytime I need to. The level of attention to detail is there, and it all passes through me or my partner. We know what's going on wherever it may be. That's what makes the small farm safe. We know when people are doing things that aren't safe on our farm, we can correct them immediately. That just doesn't happen out west. It's certainly not happening with Mexican imported products. That's where a lot of the problems are coming from. And we're being dragged along to make sure that no farms are making people sick.
And the other part is that Gary's growing his produce. It's not getting mixed with other produce from seven other farms and then being distributed out. So that's what often happens if you're looking at meat. It can get processed. Then you have to figure out, okay, which was the original production line that served it up? And then you got to figure out what were the 17 different cattle farms that served it up to that distribution center and processing center. So it becomes this huge public health detective nightmare. Whereas here, if we did have a problem, we'd know what farm it was, and we'd be able to have a conversation and actually help them change any work practices that might have been involved.
This is our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman, executive director for CESA, and Gary Gem, who owns the Harvest Farm in Whately. Now, I know you guys, you're up at the crack of dawn, you're working a long, long, full day, and then on top of this, you've got all this paperwork. God, does it make you want to get out of the business?
What's being proposed is certainly demoralizing. It seems a shame to try to steal small farmers' stimulation for no good reason.
And a new farmer coming along, he'd have to think twice, wouldn't he?
It would be extremely difficult.
We're talking about the Food Safety Modernization Act put in effect by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Now, I understand there's a deadline for people to weigh in on this, on what should be done here.
We all have, and I mean farmers and community, you know, I'm speaking to everyone here, that we have till November 15th to dash off a letter to the FDA. So if you go to buylocalfood.org, we have sample letters. And you need to share with your government why you want to see your small family farms in your community to continue to thrive.
I don't want to give the impression that the local farmers don't take food safety seriously. We do. We're just not part of that problem that exists. And I suggested to the FDA that they implement their policy in stages, going after the large corporate farms and the farms that are exporting food into this country. Mm. By the time they got to the small farms, I think they discovered that they had no more problem. They're making it nearly impossible with their proposals to run a diversified farm. You can't use animal-based fertilizers. You could not plant for 1 year if you put down even heat-treated animal products.
And that's crucial with a small 100-acre farm.
The ability to have vegetables on a farm next to animals is nearly impossible. You're going to have to fence it with unaffordable fencing to eliminate any potential contamination. Mm. The attention to feces of any sort is going to transform this whole valley. All of the fields will be under basic lockdown. People won't be able to ride horses. People won't be able to walk their dogs. I've already had to tell people that they can no longer do those activities.
Wow.
Around my fields, I'll lose my certification.
Are they understanding that, or do they think you're just a jerk?
No, they understand it. They don't get it, just like I don't get it. Humanity got here walking behind horses in fields.
Gary Gem, the owner of Harvest Farm in Whately, has been our guest, and Phil Corman, of course, the executive director for the community involved in sustaining agriculture. This has been our local hero spotlight. Good luck with all this.
Thank you so much,
Bob.